Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here he is, the long-awaited moment. Acuna, back to the plate. Look at this! Are you kidding me? He is back! I have goosebumps. I have goosebumps.
Some guys are just meant for the moments. Ronald Acuna Jr. is one of those guys.
What a tone setter. Welcome back, number 13. That's like out of a movie.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Just an incredible moment on Friday. I best moment of the Braves season.
Hell yeah.
Not even a question on that. Might be the best. Is it the best Atlanta sports moment of 2025 so far?
Can't think of any more.
Neither can I.
Yeah, I'm trying to think
of more. I mean, probably. That's early in 2025. The football season hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. I mean, that was just great. It was a jolt to the system.
Just absolutely destroyed that baseball.
It was a jolt to the system.
And I guess everyone on the radio station predicted it. I know you did.
You heard me.
I heard you say it.
Yeah.
I heard you say it. I said I was going to put some money on the first pitch. I didn't do that. Should have. I would have. I did convince my wife, because she heard that segment.
Uh-huh.
She was like, hey, did you really you put some money on the first pitch swing? I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to swing at the first pitch.
Yep.
She was like, how much did you bet?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you saw the direct deposit today. Like, it was a good Friday.
Right.
She was like, how much did you bet? And I was like, only a couple hundred dollars.
Right.
And she was like, do you bet a couple hundred dollars that Ronald Acuna is going to swing at the first pitch of the game? And I was like, I walked in the room, I was like, yeah, I mean, you know me way better than this,
okay,
right?
Like, right.
But I got her going.
Yeah.
It was good. I was like, no, I didn't bet any money that Ronald Acuna was going to swing at the first pitch of the game. But he did, and he parked it,
yeah.
And that was really fun.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't score any more runs that
day. Another run, Andy.
And they lost on Sunday, too.
but
nonetheless, Ronald Acuna's back.
I'm taking Saturday with me. The second game,
Saturday, was good.
Because it was good, because everybody got in on it. I remember they were talking, only person who doesn't have a hit is Michael Harris. Michael Harris gets up there, pow.
Yeah.
Everybody got a hit. RBIs galore. Everything is good. Grant Holmes was awesome.
Really good. He was really good again.
Awesome. And they that's what it looks like in my mind. That right there.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Saturday is what the offense should look like.
Is what it should like in my mind.
And you make a great point about Harris being a part of it, too. Because as it sort of, I mean, it's just felt like the slowest start, you know? Just when one thing maybe starts going, something else falls
right
back. This thing gets going. Maybe Acuna being back, Ozzie heating up, like maybe it'll all kind of start working in the same direction. Ozzie's a huge part of it. Because Ozzie is he's a guy in this lineup that needs to produce for the lineup to be good.
Correct.
Michael Harris, the same thing.
Yes.
And Ozzie, at least right now, 11-game hitting streak, kind of looking like he's heating up a little bit. Hopefully Harris can kind of find that too and be a part of it, because then those guys get going. You got Drake Baldwin in there or Murphy or whatever. Like that's a 7-deep lineup at that point.
Yeah.
And then you're platooning Verdugo and White theoretically against their better, the pitching matchup that favors them, mm-hmm. even though they're both best against right-handed pitching.
Correct.
But whatever. So they'll figure kind of that. And then, look, Nick Allen's going to play.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Yeah, man.
He's kind of our new Orlando RC.
Yeah, he is, man. Speaking of Orlando, they just like, I mean, was it one of the things where Orlando would, hey, listen here, Alex. Y'all ain't going to play, but let me go.
Well, yeah.
Like, they just like.
Well, they DFA'd him.
They DFA'd him, and then, like.
Nobody claimed him.
Like, yeah, you can't even go to Gwinnett. We want you out of here. And then he goes to the Colorado Rockies, where he's going to be their new starting shortstop.
Probably.
And watch him, never mind. I ain't even going to put that out there in that ether like he's going to do well.
He might.
They are
the worst team in the history of baseball.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
So
yeah, they're pretty bad.
But
maybe he slides over to third. Chris Bryant still hurt. Yeah, can't get on the field.
Chris Bryant's been hurt since they signed him.
He's going to get his opportunities.
He got hurt at contract signing.
Pretty much.
The pin stuck him in the leg, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, dang. All these millions. They're too heavy to carry around.
Oh.
This light air. Nobody told me about the altitude.
That's all that is. It's been hurt since they signed a damn contract.
Tech still clears, though? Does? Oh, okay, great. In terms of cities to play in Major League Baseball,
Denver's a nice city.
Denver's not bad. Yeah you could do way worse than Denver.
Yeah, Denver's a real nice city.
Good for Orlando.
Keep going to Sacramento.
Could be Sacramento.
Yeah, playing for the A's.
Yeah. Could be, what are some other crap? Cincinnati would be bad.
Pittsburgh,
yeah, it's all right. Pittsburgh's okay.
Oh, we're talking about cities. I'm sorry. My
franchise terrible.
My bad, Pittsburgh people. My bad, y'all.
Where else? Anyway. So the Braves lost the series. Day off yesterday. They got the Phillies today. And the Phillies are playing some pretty good baseball.
It'll
be a nice time for everything to get kickstarted. Spencer Strider's on the mound tonight. Would love to see him have his best start so far. He's only made two. But hopefully this is the one where he gets going as well. Hey, speaking of kickstarted, pun intended, great to hear this over the weekend.
Schleese taps it into the central channel. Cleared by Edwards to Mateus Click. Click sending it ahead. Jamal Thierry down the middle. One through the keeper. Jamal shot. Score! Score! It's over. The winless streak is over.
Dude.
Atlanta United is going to beat Cincinnati.
Dude.
Thank goodness.
As exhausted as Mike sounded in that call is how exhausted we were watching this team not win a game. And when I saw how long it has been since they've won a damn soccer game, I was like, there's no way in hell that people who have jobs when it's been that damn long since they won a damn soccer game.
They went 57 days without winning a game.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Pair that with the hype coming into the year. It's like, dang,
exactly.
Did not see that coming. But good to see that. And Cincinnati's a good team.
They are.
That they beat over the weekend, too. So, look, I mean, we all want any good thing to be the thing that starts the lot of good things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to declare this that.
Hell no.
But hopefully it is. Maybe like a month from now, they'll be like, hey, that win over Cincinnati was the spark.
I mean, but that's all we got going.
That's all you got.
Yeah, that's all you got right now. And so hopefully that is it. I mean, it's a quick turnaround. Obviously got a match tomorrow.
I think that's good.
So
play while
is.
You're hot.
Yeah, just keep going and keep going, keep the pressure on and things like that. But yeah, when I saw how long it had been, how long had it been since Mike had one of those?
I know, and you could hear it in his
voice,
too.
You could hear his voice. Like how long has it been since he had one of those?
Mike needed that as much as they did. You know, there was a lot of frustration being let out during that call. Mike will join us in 10 minutes as well. Obviously, we'll talk some Atlanta United with him. Some Hawks, some NBA playoffs, all kinds of different stuff. Speaking of NBA playoffs, I don't know what I enjoyed more. No, actually, I do. I do know what I enjoyed more. I enjoyed Karl Anthony Towns' 20-point performance in the fourth quarter.
It was awesome.
But I much more enjoyed all of our listeners.
Oh, my God.
Just bombarding us with memes and stuff over the next couple of days afterwards.
Dude.
That pass that he
threw. And the thing about it was, I didn't see, like, because we had people over, so I was going in and out, so I didn't get to see a lot of it. But then I wake up yesterday morning, and I am just getting all these these videos of Karl Anthony Towns, not him balling, because he
balled. He won the
balled.
Game. He dragged them back from dead in that
balled.
In that basketball game.
But the damn video of him with that pass, and all, like, I just started laughing so damn hard because I showed like,
how could he be so sassy?
with that pass? It was just
the sassiest. It was no look. Not even no look. It's like,
it was just, it was
every, like, his shoulders are sassy.
Yes, man. He's saucy as hell, man. He put the extra sauce on.
He did.
But did. And they keep popping up, y'all. Okay, I synced it. Everybody, I got like 12 of them.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
And they're all great.
And they're all funny. It is the same clip. And everybody just put print sound in here. And it just makes me damn
somebody
laugh.
Just do it, though. You know? Like,
yeah,
you guys
man.
Can do it. You
got I don't know how to do all that stuff.
I don't know how to do it, but somebody out there does.
Man, but yeah.
Take the Karl Anthony Towns pass where his whole body is as sassy as like a beauty queen. And then put the print sound in it. And send it to us, okay? That's what we need. Don't be doing the half the work. Do all of it.
Dog. I mean, I was just dying.
Anyway, here he is.
I was dying.
Here he is, balling out.
Towns between the legs, dribble up top, snatch back three-pointer straight on, nailed it! What a shot from Karl Anthony Towns! An unbelievable do-or-die fourth quarter from Towns. He has 20 points in the last 7 minutes, and the Knicks lead 94-90.
He was great, man.
He was.
And again, they needed it. They were down 20 points in the second half, down 0-2 in the series after losing both games at Madison Square Garden. Like, it looked like a sweep was incoming And then Karl Anthony Towns did what he did in the fourth. They scrapped and clawed their way back into the game. It's weird how two of their biggest runs in the series, extending the lead in game one, extending the lead in game one that they ultimately lost, and then coming back in this game, coincided with Jalen Brunson not playing.
And that's this crap that you're saying. Should they? They got to figure out a way to. And I heard somebody and kind of staggered their minutes a little bit. You know, we're talking about you're not going to bench Brunson. I mean,
that's not what I was saying.
No, I'm not saying you said that. I heard that. I was like, huh?
Yeah, no, of course not.
No.
I'm just saying it's weird that happened.
It's not really because he's such a liability on the defensive side. And then so is Kat. And so when you got two of the five that are, you got to figure out a way. Because I think they're both plus when each other's off the court, and they're minus when they're both on the court at the same time. So yeah, you got to figure that out. But yeah, this is a great performance by Karl Anthony Towns. He was just aggressive offensively. He was giving Miles Turner the business.
Yes,
he was giving him the business. And so now, what's my man who hit all the threes the other day? That's why he went down in the game for Indiana. So that's a big deal because he's the one that guards Brunson.
Oh yeah, Neesmith.
Yeah, he's the one that guards Brunson, mm-hmm. And so
game time decision.
How's that going to be with that ankle? But yeah, I mean, the Knicks, they fought back and things like that. Indiana, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
They had an opportunity to sweep these guys right out of the playoffs and get a chance to rest possibly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much longer the Western Series is going either. A really nice win for Minnesota, desperately needed it in game three. You know, OKC was just better last night.
They still should have won.
They're just tougher, man. They made more plays down the stretch.
And damn, like, we talked about this before this series. Who's number two is going to show up? Damn it. Well, hey, Jalen is showing his
great
ass
last night.
Where's my boy, man? Yeah, five points.
Yeah.
5 points.
I know. I feel bad because Julius Randle is probably playing some of the best basketball of his life in the first couple rounds. Like, it really felt like he figured it out from an efficiency standpoint.
Yes.
And then Oklahoma City was like, hey, let's just not let him go left ever. And they can't do anything now. It's crazy how easy it is to take some of these things away from these guys.
Nothing. I know we're going to talk more
Julius
NBA.
Julius had five last night.
We're going to talk more NBA 12-20 because that Ant-Man sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's where he's not wrong.
He's not wrong
in what he said, but it's also like, all right, you know, but you got to
score more.
Take the bad shot sometimes. Like, you made the right play, kind of.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the book, but the right play might be you just doing more, which, you know, easier said than done. Mike Conte will join us next. We'll talk about Atlanta United getting a win. Talk some Hawks, talk some NBA playoffs, talk about the weekend, all kinds of fun stuff with Conte after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.